Are you all set to go to the party, Sally?
Well, I think I'm all together. Let me see now.
You look all together.
I feel so funny, dressed like an angel.
I guess you think I feel right at home in your clothes.
Well, you certainly look all right. Cecil, if you were a little smaller and not quite so bony, you'd make a striking-looking girl.
Oh, I'm not bony. That's muscle. Besides, I'll be a stately female.
Well, try to walk graceful. Don't drag your heels.
I'm all right. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. Are my wings on straight?
Yeah, you look okay.
Oh, I'm so excited. I just can't wait till we get to the party. I'll race you to the front of the house.
Hey, come here. Who ever heard of an angel skipping? Oh, watch out. Now see what you've done. Can't you stand up?
Oh, my knee.
What did you want to fall for?
Oh, I didn't want to.
I told you not to dash down the hall skipping.
That's right. I fall and break my neck or something, and what do you care? What do you care?
Where'd you hurt yourself?
I won't tell you.
It's a good thing you fell on your face.
Oh, I think I've broken my nose.
If you'd fallen on your back, you'd have ruined the nice wings we fixed for you.
I knew this old nightgown was too long for me. I told you I'd trip.
Here.
I told you so.
Come on, give me your hand. Get up. You didn't hurt yourself.
I did, too. How do you know? I'll bet I've hurt myself someplace and it won't show for several years.
Give me your hand. I'll help you up.
Wait. Let me stay here on the floor till I find out if I'm hurt.
Sally, we got to get to the party sometime tonight.
No, my arm's all right.
Oh, you took a nice spill, I'm here to tell you.
Oh, that's bad luck. I just know it is. To start off to a party and fall down.
Well, I wouldn't call it good luck. Get up, or I'll yank you up by the ear.
You're so hard-hearted, Cecil.
Oh, come on. You're making a big play for sympathy.
Yes, and you're about as sympathetic as a old rhinoceros.
I didn't know a rhinoceros was sympathetic.
I bet you're glad I tumbled.
Well, you can't accuse me of tripping you. I wasn't anywhere near you.
Oh, Cecil, look. I've got my costume all soiled. Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's all right. You can be a slightly soiled angel.
I will not. If I can't be a pure white angel, I won't go to the party.
Well, you're already a fallen angel. Get up, Sally. Don't sit in the hall on the floor.
Now, you can wait a minute, Cecil. I want to compose myself. I'm all upset.
Oh, you sure are. That would have been a peach of a nosedive if you had just arched your back a little.
I believe you were glad to see me fall.
Well, I wasn't watching very closely. Could you do it over again?
No. One of my sandals came loose.
Tie it on. Let's beat it.
Oh, this old robe is so big it swallows me.
Well, if you don't get more agreeable, you'll give it indigestion.
Oh, is that so? You're so smart. Goodness, but you look silly.
Oh, you can't get a rise out of me. Come on, Sally, be an angel. Get on your feet.
I wish you would fall down, then you'd know how it feels.
I know how it feels, but I wouldn't cry about it.
I wish you could see how funny you look dressed up in my clothes.
You're just trying to get even with me. Get up, fallen arches.
Do you know what you look like?
Sure, a knockout.
You remember the story about Cinderella?
Yeah, in her party gown. I look like her, huh?
No, you look like one of the ugly sisters.
That's right. That's right. Keep on razzing me, and I'll take this darn old girl's dress off and we'll go to the darn old party.
I was just kidding. Help me up, Cecil. Give me your hand.
No. You can get up by yourself.
You're no gentleman.
Not tonight.
Aren't you going to help me up?
You're not a cripple.
But I might be.
I offered to help you up a million times, but no. You wanted to sit here on the floor and pout. Now get up yourself.
All right, I will. You'll be sorry that you weren't nicer to me.
I'll live over it. Are you all right? Can you stand on your foot?
A lot you care.
Oh, of course I care, Sally. I don't like to see you hurt, and I'm sorry for you.
Oh, Cecil, Anna.
Yes, but you're such a clumsy ox.
Oh, is that so?
Next time you want to practice a swan dive, get in the swimming pool.
I can see where this is going to be a very lovely evening.
Well, if I have anything to say, it will. Oh, darn. Oh, darn, I just remembered.
What's the matter, Cecil?
I forgot to bring my top coat over with me. We'll have to go by my house and get it.
Oh, you don't need it. It's not cold outside.
Yeah, but someone is liable to see us when we get in the car.
Oh, there's no one out in front, and we'll drive right up to Flossie's house.
All right, then. Let's get going. We've been horsing around here enough.
Then you're not mad, Cecil?
Of course not. I wasn't mad in the first place. You're the one that boiled over.
Here's my coat. Will you hold it so I can get into it?
All right. Hey, Sally, how are you going to wear this coat?
Like I always wear it.
How are you going to get it over the wings on your shoulders?
Oh, goodness. Well, can't you flatten them down?
They're just pasteboard. Better not wear a coat. It's not cold out.
Well, but... Well, I ought to have something to put my things in, my handkerchief and everything.
All right, here, give them to me. I'll put them in my pocket. Oh, that's right, I haven't got any pocket.
Well, if you can carry these for me, I won't wear a coat either.
We'll be in a hot fix if we had to come home on a streetcar.
Is there anything the matter with Ben-Hur?
No, nothing's going to happen. Shall we go now?
Let's see now. Have we forgotten anything?
Yes. We seem to have forgotten that the party is tonight.
Well, we'd want to get halfway there and then have to come back.
What would we have to come back for?
That's just what I'm trying to think of now.
Too much work. Come on. I'm going to drag you in a minute.
Now, Cecil, be a nice girl now.
All right, now don't start that. Maybe we won't go after all.
Are you sure that we have everything we want?
We're all dressed up in our costumes. Neither of us are going to wear a coat. I have your war paint here.
Well, hold on to it, then. I don't want you to lose it.
I don't see what you want to take powder for, anyhow. You're supposed to represent an angel. They don't use powder. You really need it.
Yes. My nose is liable to get shiny.
Oh, that's all right. That would be your divine light. For the last time, let's go.
Are you sure that you have everything you want, Cecil?
Oh, but... Let's go.
Are you sure you haven't forgotten anything?
I don't forget things, thank you.
Well, all right. We're off for the party, then.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I did forget something.
Oh, I thought you didn't forget things.
Where'd you put the things that I took off?
Upstairs on the chair behind the screen. Why?
I gotta go out and get some money out of my trousers.
Oh, come on, Cecil. We won't need any money.
How do you know? We might.
What would you need any money for?
Well, I don't know, but I think I ought to get it. Never can tell.
Oh, Cecil, we're late now, if that means anything.
Oh, it doesn't mean much. You better let me run upstairs and get some change.
We won't need it. Come on, let's go.
All right, then. If we happen to need any money, it'll be your fault.
Why, my fault?
I mean, if we haven't got it.
Well, you haven't any pockets to carry any change in anyhow. Is that settled?
No.
It is, too. Cecil, the party will be over if we don't leave right away.
Don't rush me. You should have thought of that when you decided to park on the floor and scream.
I didn't scream. I hurt myself. I fell down. You can't fall down and not hurt yourself. I always hurt myself when I fall, and you can't help but hurt yourself as you fall. I didn't fall because I wanted to be hurt.
Whoa, come on. You can explain all about that in the car. Let's get going. You're going to spring a tonsil sometime when you get to talking like that.